Okay, thank you very much for asking that very important question. We are not reinventing the wheel. The NGOs, they have been there for a long time in the country. They've got a procedure, you know, which allows them to operate in various, you know, communities where they operate. The first thing they do is that they are registered by a provincial governor or at the provincial office. When they are registered now, according to the work that they want to do or the area that they want to cover in a particular area, the district administrator of that particular area and the chief executive of a rural district council in a situation whereby they operate in rural district councils are given a copy of the MOU or Memorandum of Agreement between the NGO and the provincial office as to which areas they will be covering as they operate. Then they are called into the office of the rural district council and they are introduced to the people, and they get also then finally to be introduced at the ward where they will be working in that particular community. That is the way they operate. And in my particular situation, as you ask, in Berengwa, that is the procedure that is followed. We get the agreement, the MOU, which will have been signed between the NGO and the provincial governor, and sent to our district administration office and also to the rural district council chairperson. And then these people are introduced and they operate. And in Berengwa, we operate very well with the NGOs that are there. They are registered. They've been introduced to the community. If you go to my people there in Berengwa West or East or South, where I come from, or North, you ask people about care, you ask people about World Vision, you ask people about Lutheran Development Service, they will tell you, we know them, we work with them very well. That's the way we operate. But what has been happening is that there have been some bogus NGOs which have been masquerading in some areas and operate like they are genuine NGOs and they are not registered with the office of the governor. So if there is a situation like that, and then those people can be stopped from operating. But genuine NGOs, you have no problem at all. And that is the procedure. I don't want to give you my own personal opinion about NGOs, but I just tell you the procedure that is followed in registering NGOs and how they operate, and that is the truth of the matter. So if anybody is blaming Governor Maluleke or somebody else, maybe they must get their facts right. What happens is that at times these NGOs are required to renew their MOs or the Memorandum of Agreements. And if you don't, then the governor has got a right to say, I'm cutting off ties with you. That's simple and simple. We don't need to fight over it.